This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, folks, I want to give you a little prelude to what's going to be covered in the third hour. We've got a bunch of over-the-top incredible statements from the UFO imminent alien invasion hearings they're having. Yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore. Here's former National Reconnaissance Officer, Representative David Grush, opening statement at the UFO hearing. We have an expert on this, a great journalist joining us coming up in the third hour today. But when we come back, I've already done a lot of coverage, but I'm going to run through what the impeachment of Biden and his imminent removal means. Then we're going to get into all the military and corporate news. We're going to get into the latest on the situation in Ukraine and so much more here today. But here's that opening statement.
Mr. Chairman, ranking members and congressmen, thank you. I'm happy to be here. This is an important issue, and I'm grateful for your time. My name is David Charles Grush. I was an intelligence officer for 14 years, both in the U.S. Air Force, both active duty Air National Guard and Reserve, at the rank of major, and most recently from 2021 to 2025, or excuse me, 2023, at the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, NGA, at the GS-15 civilian level, which is the military equivalent of a full-bird colonel. I was my agency's co-lead in unidentified anomalous phenomena and transmedium object analysis, as well as reporting to the UAP task force, UAPTF, and eventually, once it was established, the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, ARRO. I became a whistleblower through a PPD-19 urgent concern filing in May 2022 with the Intelligence Community Inspector General. Following concerning reports from multiple esteemed and credentialed current and former military and intelligence community individuals that the U.S. government is operating with secrecy above congressional oversight with regards to UAPs. My testimony is based on information I've been given by individuals with a long-standing track record of legitimacy and service to this country, many of whom also have shared compelling evidence in the form of photography, official documentation, and classified oral testimony to myself and many my various colleagues. I have taken every step I can to corroborate this evidence over a period of 4 years while I was with the UAP task force and do my due diligence on the individual sharing it. This is because of these steps I believe strongly in the importance of bringing this information before you. I am driven by a commitment of both to truth and transparency, rooted in our inherent duty to uphold the United States Constitution and protect the American people. I'm asking Congress to hold our government to this standard and thoroughly investigate these claims. But as I stand here under oath now, I am speaking to the facts as I've been told them. In the U.S. Air Force, in my National Reconnaissance Office, NRO, reservist capacity, I was a member of the UAP Task Force from 2019 to 2021. I served at the NRO Operations Center on the Director's Briefing Staff, which included the coordination of the Presidential Daily Brief and supporting variety of contingency operations, which I was the Reserve Intelligence Division Chief backup. In 2019, the UAP Task Force Director asked me to identify all special access programs and controlled access programs, also known as SAPs and CAPs, we needed to satisfy our congressionally mandated mission, and we were direct report at the time to the DepSecDef. At the time, due to my extensive executive-level intelligence support duties, I was cleared to literally all relevant compartments and in a position of extreme trust, both in my military and civilian capacities. I was informed in the course of my official duties of a multi-decade UAP crash retrieval and reverse engineering program, to which I was denied access to those additional read-ons when I requested it. I made the decision, based on the data I collected, to report this information to my superiors and multiple inspectors general, and in effect becoming a whistleblower. As you know, I've suffered retaliation for my decision, but I am hopeful that my actions will ultimately lead to a positive outcome of...
It's been 3 years since we had it. We got it back in stock, the amazing 30 parts per million, highest quality colloidal silver and all the great things and all the great uses. Back in stock, limited supply, InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And it's a very limited supply, but we have it back. InfoWarsStore.com, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver. The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver has returned. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes to ensure for a truly unique product that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. It is amazing. It's got thousands of reviews, five-star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet returns to InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get some Super Female Vitality, some Turbo Force, some Brain Force, and some Brain Force Ultra.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Now, I'm going to spend the entire third part of the fourth hour today on the UFOs. Some kind of way out of here. And you're going to get from me, I believe, about as good an answer as you're going to get anywhere from it. All right. I've analyzed this. I've been well aware of it for a long time. The people they have up there are what they call useful idiots. And it'll take some time to explain this. And that's the thing about knowledge. You either have it or you don't. You either have the capacity to understand it or you don't. And so if I tried to explain to you how I know this guy's a useful idiot, it would take probably 5 hours. And I'm not saying he's an idiot. That's what they call it, is a useful idiot. But the most important point is, they never saw the crash sites, the spaceships, or the dead aliens. They were told by other people in the agencies about a secret program and then denied access to it. So they would then go file this report and have this spectacle you're now seeing right now. I know for a fact almost all the UFOs that we've seen on the news, the big flying Vs, you name it, are U.S. advanced space plane aircraft. And I was told that by Dr. Bob Bowman, who was the head of the Star Wars program. But I don't just need to believe Dr. Bob Bowman. I've done my own research. So here's the bottom line. I've told you this 1,000 times or more in the last 30 years, 29 years on air. When they roll out that the little green men are real, and when they tell you that they're way advanced than us and they're everywhere, the New World Order is about to go into overdrive. And notice, they've rolled out the poison shots. The borders are wide open. Two men can have a baby. Pedophilia is everywhere. And now the little green men. And all the Hollywood movies and Men in Black and just constant stuff going on. There's not aliens at Area 51. There's giant toxic waste dumps. Now, what is going on at other sites you don't hear about in Hollywood is animal-human cloning and stuff that makes that look tame. And I told you about that decades ago, and now it's out in the open. So I'm going to explain this very slowly. The corporations and the mad scientists have already created aliens on Earth. Aliens means something that's never existed on the planet. So when they create with their cyclotrons new elements, that's alien. Never been there before. When they splice animals and plants, make a whole new thing, that's alien. And you can say, well, it still came from this Earth. It's not really alien. It's a mutant. Okay. They've created with digital computers using no biological life decades ago metal that repairs itself and is alive. That sounds safe? Think that's going to get out and start growing? Yeah. You know, the best estimates are it's going to be something like Interstellar, where you're not sure what happened, but something got out, and this fungus starts growing in the atmosphere and blocking out the sun and killing everything. Oh, and the White House just said 2 weeks ago they're going to start spraying stuff in the atmosphere, added to jet fuel to block out the sun. Oh, and there's all these funguses suddenly taking over. The new intel is they're spraying fungus in the atmosphere, creating Interstellar. Yeah, that's why when you go see something like that, folks, you need to know that means it's one of their projects. So when I say don't worry about little green men, I say you better really worry. Because from all our research and all the experts I respect, when they pull their UFO invasion thing, you know, buddy, it's bad. And there's a lot of angles this I'm already covering. So I'll cover next hour. That's how I am. I just can't hold stuff back. Can you imagine the plausible deniability power of being able to say aliens start attacking cities or killing individuals and the panic that'll create? They got biological androids that are 6'7" lizard people, but they're not off-world. They were built. They were genetically engineered, and it's just a humanoid that grows this hideous exoskeleton. They got it all. I've talked to people that have seen it, and let me just explain something to you very slowly. My dad was one of the first 1,000 dentists or so in the country to successfully start putting implants in regular patients. They'd had them for 20 years before the 80s, but nobody could really make them work. And he went to some of the best schools after he'd already graduated medical school, and he learned how to do these implants. And when in like 1984, 1985, or maybe 83, I remember I'd listen around the corner to my parents when I'd leave the dinner table. Sometimes I'd be coming down the stairs, and I'd sit there. Because the kitchen, there's like a living room right here, but the stairs come down here, and the kitchen's right here with the dining table. I could listen to him. And I asked him that about this a few months ago. He said, no, you basically heard the conversation. It's true. They tried to hire my dad for $450,000 a year, and all the other, like all of them, wasn't just him. It was all the top implanters. There wasn't a bunch of them at that time. But they wanted him to head up a project. 3 months in, 1 month out, or something like that, in Maryland at an underground base. Now, we even learned which base it is. Now, listen, this is not saying my dad's special. In the mid-1980s, folks, they were scooping up the oral surgeons all over the United States to go be part of some cyborg project. My mom's like, David, we're not moving to Maryland, and I don't care how much money it is. And back then, $450,000 was like $5 million. Okay? She said, my mom wasn't a threatening person, but she was like, I'm not going. I'm moving to Austin. I don't want to be here in Dallas anyways. And if you want to go do it, but we're done. He's like, I hear you. I wasn't going to do it, but blah, blah, blah. It's really. That's the mid 1980s. Can you imagine in the year 2023 what the hell's going on? Folks, the globalists look at us now like they're aliens. And they're looking at us through a skip the break. Looking at us through a magnifying glass like we're just amoebas in a petri dish. The same way the aliens in War of the Worlds fictionally look down on us from Mars. They had space planes in the 70s. They've got cancer cures. They've got everything. And that's why they're so decadent. They're like, we're not going to give the general public life extension, and we're not going to let them know we've already got quantum computing, and we're not going to let them know that we're interdimensionally in communication with thousands of alien species. Interdimensionally. They don't fly 8 trillion miles to come see us. They interdimensionally fold space. And Frank Herbert told you that in the 60s with Dune. That's why they don't even criticize me when I get up here and say this, because this is all the big truth. They've sold us out with the devil. That's the bad guys. They've decided to get rid of us. And then they go, hey, we've done a psychological study on these guys in the, quote, Pentagon department that looks at UFOs. Hey, they've got anti-grab. They've got 500, you know, mock stuff. I mean, it just goes on and on, okay? Yeah, you heard me, 500 Mach. But they can only do like 50 Mach in the atmosphere, or it creates explosions and a bunch of other crazy stuff. So, folks, Max Planck, not Einstein, nothing against Einstein, and they even say it in this new movie about Trinity and about Los Alamos and the bomb. Einstein in the movie says, I really don't know anything. I'm just a PR guy. I'm really, which is true. Einstein was a law clerk, a patent clerk. But he did go hang around with Max Planck and the Germans, who 130 years ago had the equations for the atomic bombs, hydrogen bombs, everything. And then they have these movies out there about the Manhattan Project, where it's like, oh, these smart young men just come up with it all, and it's so cool. But the point is, 50 years after they had the theoretical equations to make those weapons, they made them. Folks, they're not theoretical. That was 80 years ago when they dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Now, where do you...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This rape is a trillion times worse of your soul and your mind. Just like it's a thousand times worse with their filthy needle, with that AIDS delivery system spike toxin that's going to attack your testicles and ovaries and your heart and your capillaries and your brain. And it's all funny as they war game killing us. And then what do we tell them when the celebrities die? When their kids die? Tell them COVID killed them. What happens when they say they were vaccinated? They won't put two and two together. They won't think, oh, the vaccine didn't protect them. They'll never know the vaccine did it. All they want is an excuse not to stand up. They're lazy. It's our planet now. And that's really the decision you have. Does the planet really belong to Klaus Schwab and this guy in love with himself, Yuval Noah Harari? Does the planet really belong to Bill Clinton and Lord Rothschild and David Rockefeller? Are you really handing over your authority? Do you really want to be a mad scientist guinea pig? I'll cover it next hour. But let me shift gears back into what I was hitting. You notice the quickenings here. Oh, the aliens are real in Congress. Oh, yeah. Oh, and oh, Hunter Biden is a pedophile. Oh, we're going to indict him. Oh, we're going to impeach Biden all of a sudden. Oh, and there's war with Russia. And oh, China's about to collapse. And, oh, a world digital currency is coming out. Oh, the border collapsed. And it's all just getting you ready for something big. We'll talk about what that big thing is after we play the clip. But here is Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. Suddenly, because the establishment told Biden to step down, he didn't. So suddenly, oh, that immunity Hunter had, gone. Oh, that protection you had over being a Chinese spy, Biden, gone. That protection you had not to be impeached. So you're watching. Being taken right away. Here it is.
They bribed the Bidens, okay? This was given to the FBI. When Bill Barr finally found out about it, he sent it to his office in Philadelphia. They actually said that this was very credible. The FBI kept this from the IRS individuals for them ever to see it. So not only do they claim that they were bribed, we now find information that 16 out of 17 payments from Romania were provided to the Biden shell companies while he was vice president. When President Biden was running for office, he told the American public that he's never talked about business. He said his family has never received a dollar from China, which we now prove is not true. We now have some of the most credible whistleblowers. These 10-year IRS agents who have come forward said that the Biden family has been treated differently, that what Weiss has told us is different than what Garland and Weiss has told the public. And you're sitting here today where now you have found millions of foreign money, just what the 1023 alleges they did to Biden's family. Now we found that it has funneled through shell companies. If you're sitting in our position today, we would know none of this if Republicans have not taken the majority. We've only followed where the information has taken us. But Hannity, so this is rising to the level of impeachment inquiry, which provides Congress the strongest power to get the rest of the knowledge and information needed. Because this president has also used something we have not seen since Richard Nixon, used the weaponization of government to benefit his family and deny Congress the ability to have the oversight.
If we are talking about millions of dollars coming from our top geopolitical foes, and that the Biden family has been corrupted and took in all of this money, and he was complicit in that, wouldn't that mean that we have a criminal enterprise as president of the United States that had to be on every level compromised by countries that are not particularly fond of us?
Well, it's interesting that the Biden family runs, if they say, a company but never had an office and shell companies to be able to pay through. But if they really ran it for foreign countries, why didn't you get money from France, from Germany, from UK? Why does it have to be from China, Romania, into these countries that have real challenges and had problems going through? I believe we will follow this all the way to the end, and this is going to rise to an impeachment inquiry the way the Constitution tells us to do this, and we have to get the answers to these questions.
In the words of John Dean, a malignant cancer now is surrounding the Biden presidency, and those walls are closing awfully tight. This is not going the way I'm sure they wanted it to. And then we have on the other side of it the assistance of the DOJ and the FBI. That's Jim Jordan's committee. Mr. Speaker, thank you.
But nothing about how they already knew this 5 years ago, 3 years ago, right before the election. Now it's like, oh, now they're going to do something because Biden isn't following his orders. No, the victory would be the FBI director and the head of the Justice Department, the Attorney General, and Obama, the real president, the real puppet president. They all get indicted for enabling this and allowing this. But, oh, now, no, it's the senile Biden. He's all to blame. Perfect timing. And right on top of it, Hunter Biden plea deal falls apart at a hearing. And now they're talking about, oh, an unregistered foreign agent charges and sex trafficking charges. And, oh, my gosh, it just his luck ran out. Hunter Biden's luck just ran out. Now, the great Greg Reese has taken Elon Musk to the woodshed. And, again, I hire people because I like them and I think they're smart. And I respect their view. It doesn't mean we always totally agree. I think the jury's out on Elon Musk. But I think it's good to look at people's backgrounds and good to criticize them, especially when they're so powerful. I think that's part of what we do. You know, we're told by members of Congress, like Sheila Jackson Lee, you do not criticize Soros. You're anti-Semitic. He's above the law. He can overthrow governments, take money from Hitler, round up Jews, take our rights, defund the police, fund burning everything down. Don't talk about it. No, I think you have a right to talk about it. So we're going to go to break and come back with this Greg Reese report. I'll give you my comments on it after we do that. Then I'm going to look at, well, how are they going to cover up what happened with the heart attack of LeBron James' son after the shot? Well, they've done that. I've already mentioned it, but I want to get more into that. And Elon Musk has chimed in saying it's the shot. So that's another feather in his cap. We're going to be looking at that. We'll also get the latest Ukraine news. It's really big. Things are falling apart for NATO over there. So what is NATO about to pull? Tucker Carlson went interviewed in California. Ice Cube. So that was interesting. And so much more. We got Rachel Levine, the guy in an Admiral outfit, dressed like a woman. That's not creepy at all. We got some of his comments about your children. And so much more. Of course, we got multiple chefs that work for Obama and the Clintons drowning. I wonder if the Admiral had her ship out there. Maybe we can save them. So it's all coming up here today. And then a special guest, dark journalist, will be joining us on the UFOs. Got a compilation of wild clips from the UFO Project Bluebeam hysteria situation today. Please remember there's only 4 or 5 days left in the July Patriot Pride sale. Double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the great Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million, highest quality Silver Bullet, little silver, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I would encourage you now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and to stock up on high-quality colloidal silver that also funds this operation, storable food and water filtration, 10% off. That's a huge discount because there's not much markup. Highest quality, ready to ship right now, best water filter, best storable food, ready to ship right now for 10% off. That ends when July ends as well, so take advantage of that. And again, thank you for keeping us on air. But whatever you do, spread the word about the broadcast. Big report on Elon Musk coming up.
We finally have our original best-selling colloidal silver back in stock. With the supply chain breakdowns and all the problems of the economy, we could not get the highest quality colloidal silver for almost 3 years back in stock. But now we've got it. 30 parts per million from the top lab. We got a limited shipment. Hopefully we'll have a lot of it in the future. But if you want to experience and have in your medicine cabinet, have in your preparedness arsenal, high-quality colloidal silver from the best manufacturer. We have it right now private labeled under the name Silver Bullet at InfoWarsStore.com. Limited supply, 30% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Silver Bullet. Research colloidal silver. Find out what a game changer it is, and then get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet, back in stock, 30% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Elon Musk announced over a year ago that he planned to convert Twitter into an everything app, like China's WeChat, an app to do everything, including online banking and finance. Last April, Musk announced that Twitter Incorporated has been renamed to X Corporation. He created a new artificial intelligence company known as X.AI, and he partnered with eToro for stock and crypto exchange. The media would have you believe that Elon Musk is an independent billionaire genius whose dream is to revolutionize banking. But this story is demonstrably false. The facts tell us that Elon Musk is a front man for the same old, same old. But because he says there are only two genders, he has gained the trust of a radicalized people in a time of war without ever having to explain his lies. Musk says he grew up poor, but his family was rich with emeralds, and had a history of abuse and witchcraft, telltale signs of multi-generational mind control. Musk received tens of thousands of dollars from his parents to launch his first business venture, a digital phone book known as Zip2. Outside coders were hired to write the entire thing because Elon couldn't code. Zip2 sold for millions and went nowhere, but Elon made $22 million and, with the help of the mainstream media, launched his new persona as a quirky pop star genius. He then acquired X.com and announced he would create an online bank known as X. He partnered with banking experts who all left the company after accusing Elon of lying to the media about the product, which is all he did. Elon Musk is believed to have co-founded PayPal. This is false. In 2000, Musk sold his failing X.com business to Confinity, a company founded in 1998 by Peter Thiel and Max Levkin. All Musk reportedly did there was insist on changing the company's name to X. He was forced out, but somehow managed to get them to agree in writing to remove all references to founders from the company website. Musk made nearly $200 million off the sale of PayPal, a company that he contributed nothing to, and then used that money, along with the illusion of being a successful businessman co-founder, to buy his way into Tesla. Tesla Motors was founded in 2003 by Mark Tarpening and Martin Eberhard, who developed the Tesla Roadster. When Tesla accepted millions from Elon, it came with the condition that he be named chairman of the company. Even though he only contributed money, Musk was unable to hide his anger that the media wasn't giving him credit for Tesla Motors. And after forcing Eberhard out of the company, he rewrote their history to have himself listed as an original co-founder. The obvious fake persona of a billionaire quirky genius has worked so well that few even question SpaceX. The official story is that Elon, who has absolutely no experience with rocket science, came up with the idea for SpaceX while traveling to Russia with the CIA's Michael Griffin of InQtel. Shortly after this conversation, Griffin was made administrator of NASA, where he launched the COTS program that privatized NASA's rocket program and awarded $278 million to SpaceX, who had never made or flown any rockets. Musk then partnered with rocket engineer Tom Mueller, who went on to produce rocket technology that has clearly been developed for years in the private sectors of the military-industrial complex. Elon's companies have received billions in government subsidies over the last two decades, money that was later spent on the purchase of Twitter, where he immediately began the process of turning it into an everything app with its own banking system. Or rather, the ruling class cabal that pulls his strings is turning Twitter into an everything app with its own banking system. And that should be alarming. But he says there are only two genders, and families are good, and people love a hero. They don't need to chip you to control you. We already have iris scanners and palm scanners. A cashless society will do the job. And for many, Elon's X will be preferable to Amazon's palm scanners. The illusion of choice will make your financial enslavement less painful. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Elon X and the epitome of a frontman. Okay. I think Greg Reese overall is right. But you have to ask yourself why they would then put somebody out who's going to pose as pro-free speech and pro-humanity. Well, because they know that's popular. They're going to want to control that. And they're going to want to launch a bunch of those people. And most of those people aren't even fully aware they're compromised. But they know not to go too far, and at a certain point will follow orders. I am not one of those people. And that's why you see the other big talk show hosts that now behave like Alex Jones still don't interview me, because they're not allowed to by their bosses. And so InfoWars really is a litmus test for that. Now, there's a lot of angles that go into this, but let me just very clearly go over this first point. NQTEL and the CIA created Google. Oh, I forgot. Before that, they created Microsoft with IBM. So they, because IBM comes before the CIA and Thomas Watson, but the technocracy goes like this. IBM the CIA, Texas Instruments, the other big computer companies, Microsoft, and then it goes from there. All of these are military-industrial complex front companies who have 10, 20, 30 years more advanced technology in them that they decide when to farm out and how. And they also put the government executives in those positions as well in a revolving door. But there are technocrats above them that are pulling those strings. So, of course, Elon Musk is a hatchling of this. But you've got to understand the Hegelian dialectic. They've got the evil globalist communist total takeover plan. And they've got to have the Elon Musk plan over here that's the more open, free society version of it. But does that mean that it's all one system? No. The globalists don't have full control. They're attempting to offer you a freer version of what they do because they want to fill every point of the compass. And so undoubtedly, Elon Musk is where he is because he's smart and diplomatic and is good at politics. The only part I would disagree with Greg Reese is Greg Reese acts like, you know, Elon Musk has just handed all this. And Elon Musk is a fool and Elon Musk doesn't know anything. And, well, he just keeps making the right moves. You just say, well, that's because somebody's behind him. It doesn't exactly work like that. But I'm not an apologist for Elon Musk. Let's go back to Google. NQTEL gives them their first money in 1998. Seems like a long time ago. Also seems like 5 minutes ago. And so they tried to set up this AI system, which they have set up, of surveillance and control. And remember, Google said, don't be evil, be nice, be liberal, be friendly, open web. We don't surveil you, we don't censor you, we don't control you. Now they're the backbone of control. They were always like that. But when you lay out some corn for the deer to come so you can shoot them, you don't shoot the first little deer that comes up because you're trophy hunting. You wait and leave the food out there for weeks and months, and I'm all thinking they're safe before you close the net. I just want to ask people like Elon Musk and others, do they really think in this net they're going to be safe as well? A lot of them know they won't be. That's why they want to get to the very top of the hierarchy to be safe. But in the end, they're building the system of their own destruction. We'll talk more about it straight ahead.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
That Scott, the lead producer, came in during the break, and he said, I want to make a really important point. And like, he didn't know I was going to do this, but drag Scott in there back in front of the microphone, because I'm going to have him make these points in his own words. He's a smart guy. He should have his own podcast. And I'm glad he came in here, because there was a point I was going to make about Greg Reese's report about Elon Musk that I didn't get to. Why does the deep state farm out all these incredible discoveries to the general public, and that's because it accelerates them? But that's what President Eisenhower in his farewell address in 1961 talked about. He said 90% back then, it's over 95% now, of corporate and governmental research and private research is done by the government now with its funding that's created a monopoly, and that gives the people in control of that monopoly the power to decide what technologies end up getting promoted and adopted. So he's famously known as the military-industrial complex speech, because the left was jealous of the military. That has nothing to do with it. He said a technological ruling elite of scientists. Pull the transcript of it. Pull up a transcript. It's all over the internet. Pull up transcript, Eisenhower farewell address, and type in technological elite. And he says a technological elite are now in control, not the people. So then you say, well, wait, are you saying they're good that they give it to us? No, 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 no. They didn't give it to us like they're God and we're Prometheus. They go out and find all the brains and all the highest test scores and all the tinkerers and all the researchers and all the little startups, and they buy them up. They get control. If you won't sell, they kill you. Remember, like 25 years ago, there was a sat phone company in Canada that wouldn't give the CIA the back door, so the director got killed. And they sure gave them the codes then. So they go out and steal all our ideas, hoard them, sit back with them, and then they decide when are we going to promote them, and they pick an Elon Musk to then bring it out to the public, but also to then get all the other billionaires to get jealous of the clout and how the media makes him a movie star. And now you get Richard Branson, and you get Jeff Bezos, and like hundreds of the top billionaires are all in their own space programs, all because the CIA went, okay, we've got all this super high technology we've been suppressing. You know, we tell them we don't have the plans of the Saturn rocket. Oh, we got to go to Russia for their rocket. Sure, that was to control the Russian space program. Oh, Russia, we don't have rockets. Can we come to you, please? Meanwhile, they've got all space planes, giant rockets that take off, land, and they've even got them perfected on the computer models and smaller models. So then they even go through the process of blowing up on the launch pad, and then, oh, the next one works. And Elon's like, next time it'll work fine, because they know. Humanity's incredible. We can do anything when we're left alone. So they allow limited development. So the point Scott was making was on the internet, and he's totally right. The good news is they think they're going to deploy all this stuff as the World Wide Web to enslave us, but instead it becomes the thing that overpowers them. So we're going to win in the end. I just simply say, why doesn't Elon Musk and these people just totally turn on the New World Order, and why should we have this model? And that's why I want to say Greg Reese is wrong. And I'm not saying Greg Reese is wrong. Listen to what I just said. I want to say Greg Reese is wrong. I didn't say he's wrong. I said I want to say he's wrong on that report that we'll post on the front page of InfoWars.com. Put that on screen so I'll give you the headline. Because if I was the globalist, and I've certainly been offered to go work with them, I would back off this New World Order plan. It's not going to work. It's insane. There's 8 billion people. Even if you leave a billion, they're going to kill the globalist. If the globalists try to pull this off, it causes total war. Even primitive weapons, they won't be able to stop everybody, and it's going to create a wasteland. We can have open, free stuff in space. We can have different colonies, whatever you want to be involved in, whatever you want to do. I mean, we can really, instead of just sending ships around so the pilgrims can go here and the Amish go there and, you know, the Catholics go to Louisiana. People can go wherever they want. They do where they want. But we leave this planet to be like a preserve of what the original human and biological systems and things are as an ark. The Earth remains an ark, is what I propose. And then we have massive spending, corporate and government, with all the great benefits of what can be mined in space and what can be done in space. And we make space, not Texas, not New Mexico, not Arkansas, not Arizona, not California, not Montana, not Wyoming. The new wild, wild west is space for adults to go there and do whatever it is, as long as you're not hurting children. The off-world colonies, a chance to begin again in a land of adventure. That's been their plan the whole time. But instead, they're genetically engineering and doing a bunch of stuff on the Earth that is super dangerous, and we don't have a major toehold in space. We're on a Type 1 planet. I say it's the death penalty. You do the stuff they're doing that endangers the planet until we get multi-planet. And by the way, if you don't have a discussion like this, if you don't have a debate like this, the New World Order doesn't even listen to you. You don't even get taken seriously till you understand all this. I'm giving you first grade level information. But this is at the adult table now. We're having this discussion. So I see Musk saying we need fossil fuels. I see Musk saying we need to enshrine the family, and we need to understand that communism is bad. And I see Musk saying, we don't want to force anybody. You know, that is, I mean, here's what I'm saying. The globalists don't have to go that far to get us to join their everything app and think that Musk is the answer. Because what he's saying and what he's doing free speech-wise is irrevocably damaging the overall New World Order. So I think there's a civil war inside the New World Order. And yes, Elon Musk is New World Order light, because there's a bunch of people inside the power structure, and we're now seeing this from Davos members and Nobel Prize winners saying, hey, the New World Order is not good. Eugenics is not good. We're going to kill everybody. Let's stop. Stop. Stop this project of Francis Galton and Malthus before him, and then John D. Rockefeller and you know, King Charles VIII or whatever. We have got to stop this right now, ladies and gentlemen. We have really got to shut this down right now. This is not going to work. Whether you're an average person like me that just loves God, or whether I can think like a globalist. I can get in their mindset. I can see the pieces. And I mean, you need to abandon this right now. You need to put the brakes all the way on. You need to stop what you're doing right now. I mean, again, I could have joined them. And I'm like, are you kidding? Number one, God's watching. This isn't God's plan. Number two, this ain't going to work. No, sir. I am not getting on that bus with you. And I just want to imagine there are other smart people in the power structure who are smarter than me. I'm sure that exists, who do not want to destroy everybody and who have a kind of affiliation with humanity and like care about who we are and want to see the next level of what we can do. And that we know shuttering people and suppressing the general mass collapses things. Innovation doesn't come from the top. It comes from the bottom. Well, I'm ranting. I asked Scott to come in there and I forgot to ask him to come in here. Scott, come in here and get in front of the camera. You made your point. Go ahead and make it to the wider audience.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, Jones, I was just saying that the whole point is that whenever humanity gets the technology, we expand it at such a rapid rate that they can't ever contain it. You can't like take the internet, for example. They didn't realize that we would build the internet out as vast as it is and as far as it is. You know, things like dark webs and things like that, people like WikiLeaks coming out and dropping all of their information, all these things, they never planned for it, and they hate that it happened. And so now they're going to try and put it back in the bottle through their censorship, but it's never going to work. Once the technology is out there, people are going to start using it, and they're going to advance it so far.
And that's why they're pushing, I'm going to hold you over, the anti-technology thing. Just a year ago, oh, we want to ban your stoves. We have their documents. Now, yesterday, we'll play the clip when we come back. We have the press secretary saying, yeah, we're going to ban your gas-powered stoves and your generators and your water heaters. I mean, why not? They're evil. So they're getting us used to every technology's bad but their technology. Stay there. We'll come right back to Scott, the producer. And, in fact, Scott's hosting the next 5 minutes. I'm throwing Scott in the deep end. Please. No. Don't do that. Yes. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.